This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want you to imagine for just a second what would be happening with this caravan if Barack Obama were president. What would be happening with this caravan if Hillary Clinton were president? This caravan would be the beginning of another invasion. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. What a difference a president makes. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Just ask yourself, put any leftists in there. Put even some of these righties in there. Paul Ryan, he's a pro-illegal immigration guy. See you, Paul. Glad you're gone. Most of these rhino Democrats have a soft spot for illegal immigration.
Well, they're already here and they're taking the jobs that our Americans don't want and blah, blah, blah.
I don't care. I wouldn't care if we can't get dishwashers. And we got to, if you can wait in line. If we need dishwashers, we'll expedite them. Or we'll make a machine that does it. That would be an interesting idea if we had a machine that could wash dishes. Anyway, I don't know what the menial job is. I think it's insulting. I think it's insulting to the Mexican people for somebody to say, they come here to take the jobs Americans don't want. Well, who's doing the jobs in Mexico that Mexicans don't want? Huh? Mexicans? Yeah, look, I think Mexico has more to offer than just the dregs of their society, the people who only want to be bean pickers or whatever they call them these days, or janitors or whatever else. I think Mexico's got a lot to offer. I think we have a lot of a cultural exchange to be done that can help everybody. I believe if done correctly, we could help raise the ocean for Mexico. But not if you keep shipping people over and expecting us to just take care of them. And that's what they've wanted. Until now. Because Donald Trump said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put up razor wire at the border, at the major crossings. We're going to bring in the military. I'll bring them in for as long as it takes. And if you think you're going to storm our ports, watch. I saw some Central Americans standing on the border taunting our military. Like, y'all just wait till you go to sleep. We'll come over. We're going to get in here, blah, blah, blah. But here's what they aren't doing. They're not rushing the border. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. And I'm giving you a caravan update. Because the left said, oh, we no longer care about the caravan because, you know, Donald Trump it was a political ploy. When, in fact, they're the ones who no longer care about the caravan. Do you think there's a person along the way documenting the number of rapes, the number of murders, the number of kidnappings, the amount of extortion, and whatever else that went along with these caravans? You think anybody cares? There's going to be an expose by CNN or TMZ or some leftist whatever to tell us what the facts are? How many children were raped? How many women were raped? How many dudes were raped? Whatever. Whatever the atrocity was, you can bet it happened along the way. You think they care who financed it now? What do you think? What do you think they care about? What part of it's left? I'm just curious. I'm always wondering what the left, you know, they just jettison people, man. When they're done with them, you're gone. If they could have their, in some cases, I think they would. I think they would just say, you know, we're done with black people. Let's just get rid of them. You know, there's some shot caller up there like a Soros. Hey, George, what do you want to do with the black people? We have no more use for them. Kill them. It's like the movie guy, the bad guy in the movie, right? They said tensions rose Sunday as hundreds of residents protested the arrival of thousands of Central American migrants who were expected to linger in this border city for months as they try to claim asylum in the United States. You know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Tijuana, man. Tijuana. a group opposed to the chaos of the so-called migrant caravans protested outside the largest makeshift shelter as Mexican police in riot gear formed a perimeter. The demonstrators sang the Mexican national anthem, waved flags as they urged the migrants to go home. They didn't tell them to go to the United States. Those people aren't blaming us. That stupid Donald Trump, he won't let them in. No, man, it's crazy Donald Trump. The protester said the Mexican government should follow Donald Trump's lead and adopt tougher border policies. Are you paying attention, white folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? Hey, don't make me come out there with my ruler. Start slapping hands. Y'all better wake up. See, the press over here would have you believe the Mexican people side with their leader. You know, they side with whoever's anti-Trump. Let me tell you what. Mexico is in line. Mexican people understand what America does for them. Don't be fooled by this press. Don't be fooled by Vicente Fox and some of these other people. They get it. They know without us, they are up a creek. The protesters said they have no problem with legal immigration, but they were strongly opposed to what was called an illegal invasion. They went on to say this. He's defending the border, unlike our president, said protester Elvia Vijeras. Now there will be more violence in Tijuana. On Friday, Tijuana Mayor Juan Manuel Castellum called the influx of migrants an avalanche. He said they could wind up staying in the city for as long as 6 months. He's exactly right. If Mexico let them in, we're saying our border is secure. And Donald Trump even made a comment about what he was going to do with the border. I don't know if we have time to play that clip. But essentially, Donald Trump said, hey, this is our time to get the border deal funded, the wall funded. And then we don't need to play the clip. Don't worry about it. I mean, that's what he said, essentially. It was the reason why I won't play it. It had a bunch of helicopter noise. You know, he's trying to talk over it. But he essentially said, yeah, you know, this is going to be a budget item. This is the time for us to do it. Let's go for it. I don't know what Donald Trump said, when I think he said even something like this. He said, many Democrats want this. They want it too. You want comprehensive immigration reform? Here we go. So these are Mexican people, folks, telling you there's chaos at the border. It's an illegal invasion. They're using the word invasion. They're using the terms illegal. They're doing exactly what you would do. You want to know why? Because Donald Trump is giving them this thing called pride. Pride of their culture, pride of their country. And despite whatever problems they may have, they're saying, you know what? We don't need more. And we appreciate what Donald Trump in the United States is doing. That's what you're exporting now. You're exporting excellence. I started on this the subject earlier when I was talking about some Brits. We are now exporting excellence.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I saw a story about New York, and it reminded me of a call that we got from Conrad. He's one of my buddies up in New York. And I've been talking about how just disgusting San Francisco has become. In fact, so I was at one of these timeshare deals, and they were like, whoa, you could go to, you know, Vegas, you could go to San Francisco. And I was like, ugh, San Francisco, ugh. And you're like, what? And I was like, have you not seen the doo-doo maps of San Francisco? I mean, it's disgusting. A city that is iconic. Worldwide, people want to come to San Francisco. People have made songs about San Francisco. When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay, I left my heart in San Francisco. I mean, beautiful place. And I've been there multiple times, just absolutely in the past, loved the city, even though I got my jacket and my camera gear stolen there one time. Some crackhead broke into my buddy's car, but I still loved it. I hate the politics. I hate most of the, I don't hate it, but I hate the politics. I don't hate the people, but I dislike the attitudes of the people in the city, but I still would go. But I ain't going if it's got a bunch of, if you got to wear a hazmat suit Anyway, here's what my buddy said, because I was bringing up New York, which I used to be there quite often, not as much now that I'm not with Fox, but, and I will be back because I'm working on a deal. But New York is becoming the same way. De Blasio has just made the city a crap hole. And here's what Conrad had to say.
Hey, Kevin, this is Conrad from New York, calling with the latest from New York. And San Francisco is not the only city that is deteriorating. The old New York is coming back. The homeless people in the train station, the squeegee men at the corners, being harassed by bums everywhere, and the lack of civility between folks. The violence is coming back. It's coming back to the old days. And, you know, this is a result of people having hated the policies of Rudolph Giuliani. And now we have a mayor that allows everything and anything to happen. So just like you're talking about San Francisco now, don't be surprised if in another year or two you're talking about New York the same way. Conrad from New York out.
Well, thanks for that call, Conrad. I agree with you, man. It's becoming a cesspool. And even worse, the policies. I don't think these people really get it. The policies are what are destroying New York. I was listening to Cuomo, the governor of New York, and he was saying something about Trump's not creating these jobs. New York is creating. Let me tell you something. Nobody believes that. Trump, New York City survives because of tourism, and it is outrageously priced. And I mean, there's a dozen other reasons, but I'm saying it's mostly around gouging its citizens. High rents, HOA fees, no rent control, so it can go through the roof. They've chased out most of the small dollars to make room for the big imported dollars. Lots of Asians and Europeans and Middle Easterners who own places in New York. I mean, even a friend of mine said the Bronx is either now people who are building luxury apartments, or it's all government, subsidized housing. One or the other. Hardly anything in between. This is the Bronx. I mean, $1 million in Manhattan, there's hardly anywhere you can go where $1 million is something and you go, whoa. Go to Texas and put $1 million on a home, and I'm telling you, your family will be like, look at you, babe. Wow. Go to New York, people will be like, okay, it's nice. I have, Meghan McCain was paying over $3,500 for a one-bedroom place in New York. I've never been there, but she said her brother, who lived in Arizona, he says the mortgage on his, like, 4,500-square-foot house was less than her one-bedroom apartment in New York, significantly less, and I can vouch for that. You know, I have friends in New York pay $3,000 for, I have a friend in New York that pays $3,000 for what they call it, a studio, not a studio. Studio is smaller than a one bedroom, right? It's like 450 square feet. Pays almost $3,500, including HOA fees. Like, you've got to be kidding me. But that's just the way it is. Food, you're paying 1.5 minimum of what you'd pay in the real world for food. I'm talking about food you go out and buy. Grocery store food, oh my gosh. I went to, I didn't want to go out to a restaurant or whatever. So, and I was there like 2 or 3 days. So I said, I'm just going to run around one of these little inner city grocery stores. I got a little fruit thing. I got a bag of chips and a couple of waters and whatever else. It was $20 for what really constituted a snack. $20. I mean, if I bought it at a convenience store in my hometown, it would have been maybe 9 or 10. It would have been half that. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. It's unbelievable. So there, all these cities, they're so distorted in what they, you know, what. And how the world, real world works. They don't get it. Here's a story for you that from an inner city. Actually, I'm not going to cover that. I want to cover this story a little differently. So I'm just going to kind of continue on this thread. I look at these cities and I say to myself, when I go, I understand the distorted view. When I'm away, I'm thinking about, you know, okay, I just spent this much money for this, that. When you go to New York, you change your mindset. They tell you your room's going to be $332. And you're like, okay. And you get in it and you think, in the old days, you know, before I would travel somewhere like that, if I paid $332 for a hotel in Dallas, I mean, it's got a doorbell. Ding, ding. Hold on a minute. Got to run, you know, into my closet and grab my monogrammed robe as I get my slippers on. And then I'm going to run across my living room. You know, I mean, it's huge. In New York, that's a room, man. You stay at the Plaza, you're talking about, you know, $600 a night. And nice rooms, but not worth $600. I mean, that's, you know, a good half of a person's mortgage payment in certain areas of the country. That's what you have. But you get used to the distortion. You go, okay, I'm going to pay $350 for a hotel. My cabs are going to cost me a lot of money. Thing to get around on the subway, the ticket, it costs more than normal. Food, forget about it. You're going to pay a lot of money for food. Don't try to eat at a nice steakhouse in New York unless you want to pay with your kidney on the black market. It's crazy. But that's the distortion. And so you have these people who are distorted. They don't get outside and see the real world. The same is true of D.C. Same is true of Chicago, L.A. Inside of that bubble of the city, these people, they don't do anything out in the suburbs. Most of them don't go outside of that environment. They don't understand clean air. They don't understand lack of traffic and congestion. Take somebody from, because one of my cousins recently did this. He flew into Newark, rented a car, and he's going, Kevin, I had no idea the congestion, the traffic and stuff, because he lives in Montana. And, you know, completely offends the sensibilities, but it's exactly the same the opposite way. But we got to get these people out. We got to let them see the world.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The United States will continue to have a relationship with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. They're important
partner of ours. We will do that with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, its people. That is the commitment that the president made.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo talking to reporters at the State Department. Pompeo also called Saudi Arabia a strong partner in a volatile Middle East. Those comments coming after a statement from President Trump saying it could very well be that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia had knowledge of Jamal Khashoggi's death last month. All the gains the Dow made in 2018 are being erased. Yesterday, the Dow lost nearly 400 points, and today looks like it's going to be just as bad. The president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says everyone needs to just relax.
Corrections come and go. I hate to see anybody lose any money anytime, but we know that's the reality of it.
Currently, the market is down over 400 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The only problem with poor people, though, is that if you begin to have any semblance of success in your life, even if you just begin to live like a human being, they're not happy for you. You know, they don't want to hear it. It's like, oh, look who it is, Mr. I can afford three meals a day. Well, la-di-da. What's it like at the top, Mr. Tartar Control Toothpaste? How do you get your brakes fixed? Sell out. What?
I grew up poor, as you guys know. And I joke about it because I didn't really know it was poverty, right? I knew there were people that had more than I did, but I knew there were people that had less. Isn't that true of us all? I mean, I was talking the other segment just early in the broadcast about Donald Trump. Jeff Bezos makes Donald Trump look like a poor man. Jeff Bezos makes everybody look poor. They say this guy is now worth like $140 billion. He is now the de facto richest guy in the world, surpassed Bill Gates. Gates was it for better part of a decade or two, right? Everybody's rich or poor relatively. If you want to know how rich you are, there's a place you can go on the website. It's like the world's wealth. Put in what you earn for a living. If you earn like $40,000 a year, you are in the top 1% of the world's economy. It doesn't take much. So many people are so poor. We take it for granted over here because it doesn't matter. It's like this taxi driver I was riding with. He was telling me, he goes, Kevin, he goes, you know, he's telling me how he makes money. Because I was looking at his meter. It was going to cost me $50 to go from my hotel to the airport. And I was like, man, you're stuck in traffic. It's this much time. He goes, yeah, but I get extra this, that, and the other. Let me put it to you this way. He goes, I make like $400 a day. I went, really? He goes, yeah. And I was thinking, that's not too bad. $400 a day. Figure he's working, you know, 300 days a year. So the guy's making $120,000. And I was thinking, wow. He goes, yeah. But everything's triple in price, quadruple. He says, I go somewhere the other day to get a bottle of water. A bottle of water. He goes, you know what they want to charge me? I don't know, a couple bucks. He says, $2.50. I walked out. And I'm mad. I'm telling the guy, how could you charge? I work here, live in New York. You want to charge a tourist that? I understand. You charge me this much? Are you crazy? This thing cost you 10 cents to go buy the, you know, the cases. And he's right. But he goes, that's what it costs to get by. You know, he could sympathize if the guy's selling water at usury rates, you know, at a crazy amount of profit. Because he doesn't know how much water he's going to sell. He's got to take advantage of everybody that walks in that store. And I was like, wow, so true. So, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you make. It's what is the cost of living where you are. You know, you could make 25 bucks an hour. And if you say to somebody, I make 25 bucks an hour. So they figure, okay, 2,000 hours a year, whatever. So you make 50 grand a year. In some places, that's a lot of money. Tell somebody you make 25 bucks an hour in Manhattan. They know you have a menial job. What are you, a waiter? A waitress? They don't know. Because that's nothing. You go to Manhattan, you go, man, I make 200 grand a year. You got a little apartment you may not own. I mean, that's nothing. Go to Tennessee. Tell somebody you make 200 grand a year. You got a 6,000 square foot house. I was talking to somebody about what $1.5 million will get you in New York. And I said, $1.5 million in areas of Tennessee gets you acreage. And I'm talking about you have 10, 20, 50 acres with a house on it that would blow the minds of people in Manhattan. They come out and go, no way you paid $600,000 for this house. Yeah. This whole thing's mine for $1.5 million. You know? It's ridiculous. So, poverty is very dependent upon where you are. You could take what you make and go to places in Africa and you would have people doing things for you, working for you. Malawi. I know this for a fact because I have a friend that was in the State Department working in Malawi. She has six people that work for her. She probably makes a couple hundred grand a year. But Malawians make, you know, 500 bucks a month. So her total outlay is $3,000 maximum a month with six hard workers cooking, cleaning, taking care of the compound. It's all relative. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing this up is there's this thing called poverty shaming. I've never heard of the term. I was poor. I knew, like, I drove an El Camino. My brother and I sold our first car, and we bought an El Camino at some point, maybe two or three cars later. We owned an El Camino, and that's what we drove to school. And so we had an El Camino. If we paid $2,000 for that car, I know we didn't. It was used. It was like a 1970-something. And we're talking about in the 1980s. And so this car was old. It was like early 70s. But it ran okay, looked okay. And it was a truck/car hybrid. So we used it. And we drove that car for 3 years. We bought it cheap. But my friends had beautiful, you know, trucks and nice cars. They had Trans Ams. If you had a Trans Am, man, you got some, you know, the girls paid attention to you, okay? I had an El Camino. And I just used to see the guys with the Trans Ams and the Camaros, and I was like, dude, man, to get one of those. But I was never jealous of them. I had an El Camino. I was glad to have a ride. I was glad to have a car. I took care of it, too. I had a buddy. He would put nitrous things in his. He had an SS. What was it? I forget what it is, but it was an SS. Fastest production car at the time. And he put a nitrous thing in it. Would dust people off, blew up the engine in that car at least three times. I was like, I don't know how your parents keep doing this. But he'd race you for your title. And from what I hear, he beat a lot of people. But, you know, all these kids were richer than I was. But I didn't care. It was just the way it was. So, but they have this thing now, it's called poverty shaming. They got fat shaming. And I'm thinking to myself, what do you mean fat shaming? The only way you can shame somebody fat is if they are ashamed of being fat. If you said to, I have a buddy, his name is Robert. And if you said to Robert, Robert's kind of portly, you know, he's a bit overweight. You said, hey, fat boy, he'd be, yeah, baby. Yeah, you want some of this right here? He would be. You can't fat shame him because he's okay with it. See, when people, oh, you can be fat shamed. No, you can't. You can only be shamed of something you care about. Oh, Kevin, I'm going to black shame you. I'm going to conservative shame you. Or I'm going to whatever shame. Try it. See how shamed I am. You know, ugly shaming. If that's the case, everybody could be shamed. And I'll give you a little secret. When I used to hang out in gentlemen's clubs when I was, you know, young and that was part of my career as a sales guy, taking all these older guys to these clubs. What I learned about women was a lifetime of really interesting stuff. Because I looked at, you're talking about a sea of beautiful women. And I'm not kidding you. I'd be around them, and you know what they'd say? One of them would go, oh, my gosh, she's got the best breasts. I wish I had breasts like hers or whatever. Or, wow, look at her legs. She's got the best legs ever. Or look at her butt. Or she is gorgeous. You know, her face is this or that. And I'm listening to girls who are solid nines. I mean, there's not a dude on the planet. If you blindfolded a dude and said, if you just gave him a quick look and then you said, okay, I'm going to blindfold you and you got to pick one of these girls out, whoever he picked, he would be more than happy with. And I'm telling you, they were upset. They were, oh my gosh, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. And every time a guy hears a girl go, I wish I had her breast or her legs or her feet or whatever, then you know what the weakness is. So the way you could play these girls, I'm just giving you some inside baseball here, fellas. You could say, God, you know, you really are. You're really beautiful. But I got to tell you, that girl right there, she's got the best breast. And it didn't matter what you said about this girl. She could be beautiful in every other aspect and have decent breasts. But if you said something about this other girl's breasts, you were in. Because this other girl was shamed now that she didn't have this girl's legs or feet or breast or whatever. So she wanted to get in your good graces. And they call it negging now. That's the term for it. Negging. Being negative. So anyway, now it's poverty shaming. It's gone from just talking about people's, you know, who they are, but it's now poverty shaming. The new trend, to level the playing field for leftists. So let's play pretend. Nobody has more than you because you can't see it, at least not in school. They don't want you to, in this case, they don't want to let people wear their nicer jackets in the winter because it could poverty shame the poor kids who don't have as nice of a jacket. I mean, you ever been to a ski, like, somewhere, and you gotta go get the rentals, and there's a kid there that's got all the gear, he's got custom skis, and this kid is on the mountain every day, and he can ski like a maniac, and you know what you do? You're lucky to be there. But do you think the left cares? No. They want it all even, except for them. They want their own separate mountain, they want their own chalet, they want their own people serving them, but you, they want to even out the playing field for. So they're going to poverty shame you. You know why I don't want to be poverty shamed? Because I want to work hard and get what that other guy has. That's why I couldn't be poverty shamed. I was never jealous of the rich. I admired them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What would you get in school? Just like, I don't know if this is true of you guys because you're from a different generation, but what would you get in school if you didn't turn in your homework? Is it, because I used to get zeros. Let me just say it. They would tell you right up front, you don't turn it in, you get zero. It was that simple. You guys, because I hear they, I don't know if this is the case, but I've heard them no tolerance zeros or whatever, however you want to call it, but the teacher can't give out a zero. Maybe they give out a 60. I guess that's an F. I don't know. But we would get zeros. Anyway, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm old school. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm from a generation where people were made to be accountable for their actions. And we have a group called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org that is going in to tackle these schools for their policies, these new policies. Here's an article I'm reading from. It's become more and more difficult to be a teacher in recent years. There's so many different rules and regulations in place, it's difficult to stay in compliance. Compliance to what? Yeah, no child left behind or what? Some private school teachers are even told they can't fail students, even if they did not participate in class or hand in assignments. I told you this was happening in amazingly good schools, schools that cost $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year. And these people are being told, these teachers are being told, you can't discipline them. I'm talking about kids that are misbehaving, not turning in assignments, being mouthy, you know, talking back, whatever. Can't say a word, especially if the kid is minority. And I've been arguing with these administrators going, are you kidding me? What in the world do you, the service do you think you're doing to a kid when you bring him into an environment that's a challenging academic environment and then you don't challenge him? Anyway, they said the principals have passed down this information that often came from the administration. Their logic were parents were paying money for those private schools and the teachers could not hold the students back. Now, they're talking about the white kids. See, this is when you know the cancer is infused, because they're talking about white kids. He says, is that the case with the public schools? One would think that a teacher would have much more voice and authority when it came to holding children back. If you thought that was true, you're wrong. In fact, there's a teacher in Florida that had to learn this lesson in the worst possible way. She gave zeros to students who weren't turning in their assignments and ended up paying for it with her job. Diane Tirado. Not a rookie teacher, been teaching for years at a great job at Westgate K-8 school in Port St. Lucie. As an 8th grade U.S. history teacher, she was teaching something most would have done well with her teaching, but her methods came under fire. Several students didn't turn in their Explorer notebook project, and Diane gave them zeros. Students had 2 weeks to complete it, didn't turn in their work. So my son had an assignment once, and he had to turn it in on a day that I was going to be out of town, and so he was staying with friends who were supposed to take, you know, the work in. And I called the teacher, and I said, my son can't turn his homework, that assignment, it was something that was to be done over time, in today. It is complete. I guarantee it is complete. But I'm out of town. He's staying with friends who are taking him to school, and they don't have a key to my house to get his assignment. So as soon as I arrive back, I'll get it and I'll take it to the school. And that's what I did. But if I hadn't called the teacher with that, I wouldn't have been mad at the teacher for saying, no, you get a zero for this assignment because you didn't turn it in. Now I would have gone to talk to her and say, hey, it really wasn't his fault. I assure you it was done. If you would be so kind as to grade it now, because it was done and I'm going to ask you to take my word for it, I would appreciate it. To be honest with you, it wasn't like it was some rock star project and, you know, I had somebody do it for him. I would give it a B. So it wasn't like it was A work, but it was his work and he spent time doing it and I wanted her, you know, to make sure he got it graded. But anyway, these days, it's that way. Pass a student, whether they know the work or not, whether they're going to be any good. What good is it going to do you to get a career where you have no work ethic, 2 weeks to do an assignment, and you don't do it? You know, so I'll use my son's assignment as an example. This kid waited, I don't know how long they had. They probably had a couple weeks like this assignment. And he waits until maybe 3 days before it needs to be done. And, of course, I remember I was, you know, getting ready to go. I had all kinds of things going on. How much help could I be to you when I've got, you know, a life to lead here and I got many things to get done? But I helped him get the, you know, products that he needed to get it done. But he waited so long. And I remember having a lecture with him saying, look, your teacher gave you 2 weeks to do this assignment, whatever amount of time it was. And you waited until the last few days. Unacceptable. I want to see you laying this thing out and working with it and being incremental and getting it done. And nothing could be better for him. Nothing could have helped him more in life than me saying, you're not going to procrastinate. Look, I get it. I've done it. I did it more than I should have. But you know what? As a parent, it's your role to say, I'm not going to let you do the things that I did because, yeah, I got away with it. I was bright. I could get it done. But it wasn't the way to do it. This is a much easier way, a lot less stressful. Let's just get it done. Anyway, lessons that we now try to teach are being thrown out the window. What would you, if a teacher called me up and says, Mr. Jackson, you know, your oldest, your whatever, one of your sons didn't turn in their homework assignment. I gave him a zero. The school policy is not, I would say, I don't care what school policy is. If they didn't turn in their assignment, give them a zero. I'll deal with it at home. It happened with one of my kids. He used to keep his notebook, not his notebook, but his book bag, so just junky. You know how you, like, he would just press pages down to the bottom with his books. So he couldn't find stuff half the time. And when he did, he'd have to accordion the paper. And you couldn't read it because it was all scrunched up. And I went to him one day, you know, because I'd been warning him. I said, look, you're not taking school as seriously as I think you should. Now, he's an A student, but that didn't matter to me. I didn't think he was taking school seriously. It had nothing to do with his grades. It had to do with how he was organizing. So we dump his book bag out, and I tell him, look, you got to get this thing. You got to start doing this thing as if you're going to turn this product in. You're going to turn it in to get it published. You know, you got to start in chronological order. I want to see this thing, and I don't want to see accordions. I want to see pages that are nice and pressed. And I want to review these with you and make sure you have a firm understanding, et cetera, et cetera. And A student. But that has nothing to do with it. It's a process where you say, organize your mind. Do things better. Okay? I get it. You can operate in chaos. But can you if you can operate in chaos, you can certainly operate where there's complete, you know, organization. So how about we just understand how your mind can operate, but then make it easier for it to operate and free it up for other things. And you got better. Because that's what you do. That's what you do as a parent. But now it's Snowflake City. We just, bunch of babies. My daddy died when I was a little baby and my daddy's in prison or whatever. I don't care. I don't care what your excuse is. You know, now we got this kid. Remember the one who was drunk driving, killed a bunch of people, and they gave him the affluenza excuse. He's so rich, nobody ever told him what to do. He doesn't understand right from wrong. What's the next series of excuses that we're going to give? This is amazing. This is a teacher who's teaching people that you're not going to get away with getting something for nothing. I'm not giving. What grade do you give somebody that doesn't turn in an assignment? I would just be curious. Do you go, well, you know what? We don't have enough B's, so I'll give them all B's. Let me put it this way. Whatever grade you give that kid, it is a disservice to the kids that did work. If you did the work and the work stunk and you got a 30, okay, what are you going to give to a kid that did nothing? A 30 is not good, but it's what you would give to a kid that flunked it. And 30 is arbitrary. What if they made a 50 or a 72? What do you do? Oh, I'm going to give you a 60 for turning it in. I mean, for being in class, but doing nothing. How does that work for the kid that got a 72? He did work and got a 12. He could have done nothing and just gotten his 60. It's like a buddy of mine that was working at a job. He's making like 80 grand a year. And he says, I can switch and move to a new job and I'd be making 105. And it seemed like a lot of money. Except when you found out that he only works about 2 hours a day in the job that he had, making 80, 85. So I said to him, the real choice for you, buddy, is do you want to get a $25,000? Do you want to go to work for $25,000? And you know what he did? He went, you're right. I don't. It wasn't enough of an incentive. He needed to make a lot more before he got an incentive. That's the world we live in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.